Ты вдруг кто-то запомнит.
A fight took place.
Shit, the Chinese, they love to fight, man. Just give them a reason, man, over mahjong, over food, anything, man. But that, shit, Chinatown's still owned by Taiwan, you know, just because America is hip to new China, that don't mean shit to these guys over here.
It's strange enough that an 80-some-year-old man would kill someone over what flag to wave for the New Year's parade, but what I really don't understand is why Chen Long had the article about the murder in his coat pocket. I decided to find out more about it. Chen Hong took some pictures. He's got to have something to do with it. Some guy at work said that Chen Hong took some pictures at the Chinese New Year's parade. Yeah. And then Taiwan supporters were beating up the PRC guys.
That'd be great. You said that'd be hot evidence.
Wait. Chen Hong took pictures of them beating those guys up.
And if that's so, they can use those pictures to hang each other.
I wonder if Chan, that sounds pretty heavy.
I went back to talk to him, and
because of that?
I went to talk to the cook too. You know that cook?
Yeah.
Oh, Henry!
Yeah.
The one in Golden Dragon. Yeah. That wonderful, beautiful, form-fitting samurai knight.
Oh, it's like begging ugly, man.
Hey, have you ever heard Henry rap about China?
Yeah.
How we should identify with all those
people? You rock it to the moon.
Oh, yes. Help the poor and needy.
Henry thought that Chen Hong went back to China because it was just too difficult for him to identify with the mainland Chinese from 8,000 miles away. That makes Chen Hong out to be too simple. He had a lot more on his mind than that. Chen Hong once told me that he wouldn't go back to China until he had achieved something in America.
You have to identify with the 900 million Chinese in China. Then you have some meaning there.
We're Chinese here too. There are a lot of Chinese, young Chinese.
Say it there.
African Americans identify themselves with people in Africa.
在美国，人家把你当外国人看， you are a foreigner here, you know that? You don't belong here, people consider you a foreigner. You were born here, right? This school thing.
Эх, блядь, они любят сокращения, я смотрю. Пашев, бот, поб, ABC, American born Chinese.
ABC, ABC, you're ABC, 人家把你当美国人.
А, я знаю, почему это коммунистическое. Это такое коммунистическое наследие.
They still consider you as a friend. Yeah, I know, but you know, right here, we have to do something. We have to fight.
Fight for what? Fight for recognition. You know how long we've been here? 我们来这儿一百多年了，然后加上50万中国人在这儿， half million Chinese in 100 years. If they don't recognize us. They don't want to recognize us, and they will not recognize us. You know what I mean? And we only live once,
only live once, so we should do something more significant. How's that, eh?
Well, you know, that guy is so filthy rich, man.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he can afford to,
That's just a front, man. You know, when everyone comes into his restaurant, it's just a front about him. I mean, that guy may have a dirty smock, man. We got a face of jade. That guy's loaded. Just like all
face
the,
of jade?
Yeah, just like all those new guys saying, coming over from Taiwan and Hong Kong,
but
all that money.
It doesn't matter.
They're
he's
buying
rich.
Up all over the place, man.
He wants
they don't,
to
they
help.
Care about all
that's
the people.
That's why he can afford to want to help. He has 8 restaurants. And 3 of them are within 2 blocks of Clement
Street. A couple cat houses on Broadway, you know.
You know, this Chen Hong lived at Hotel St. Paul. Steve and I decided to take turns and watch the hotel.
物就混合，何时一次要变无法，只选欢笑要扬下。
Cook.
Yeah. 白天灯火透光下，
of John Holm. My name's Joe.
Hey, hey, Joe. Just a fact, man. Dum-da-dum-dum. Look for the woman who took the photograph from Chun Hyung's room.
What about this woman who took those pictures? Can you tell us more?
There's a relative.
Hey, Joe, you want Chun Hyung's bill? They gave them all me. Your woman don't want him either.
Is she a relative? Can we come in and talk to you?
Yeah, tell them what the
bills. Can we see the bills?
Hey, Joe, you see Rockford last night? All reruns. Woman in red took photographs.
That's a normal kind of photograph.
What kind of pictures are they? Can you let us in so we can look at them?
Hey, are you Chinese, Joe?
Hey,
are you Chinese?
I'm Chinese. I don't like Chinese, though.
Hey, what about that woman? Is she a relative of Chun Hyung?
Hey, Joe, you police?
No, we're not cops.
No, business partners of Chun Hyung.
You know, I don't want nothing to do with Chinese.
Hello?
Can we talk to you for a minute, sir? We just need to talk to you.
Hey, hello? Hello?
Good. Let's go the other way. Get to Magnum, let's go.
That night, I went back to the hotel and persuaded the manager to let me into Chun Hyung's room with a pass key. I didn't find anything except a bunch of paper. One, a newspaper with an article about the flag waving incident. Two, another newspaper with an article ripped out. And three, something did seem to be missing from one of the walls. It might be the photograph of the flag waving incident. Maybe Chan's neighbor was right. The facts, nothing but the facts. I checked the date of the cut up newspaper I found in Chun Hyung's room. It matched the date of the article we found in Chun Hyung's jacket about the old man who murdered his neighbor. I went all over Chinatown to find out more about the murder. I tracked down the old man. He was out on bail, but he refused to talk to me. He told me to look for the woman.
why aren't you ever home? I'm always talking to this goddamn machine. Well, this morning a woman came to the garage, right, looking for Chen Hung. And so I just hung out and waited for her to split. So I followed her home. Maybe she's the woman everyone's been talking about. Well, I thought I'd wait for you so we could go talk to her together, all right?
Вот все это аудиооборудование в тех годах нужно было бы, нужно, чтобы, вот, чтобы работал автоответчик. Для тех, кто не понял.
You speak very good English, Miss
Kim. Oh, call me Liz. You see, my father used to work for the American consulate in Taiwan, and I went to American school there. In fact, I was named after Taylor. Excuse me. Honey! Where the hell? Jenny!
Is there someone you can tell me?
Sorry. Here, why don't you take some oranges? Here, take one for your friend outside. I'm really sorry, but I have to get ready.
Other than the tangerines, which is supposed to bring good luck, I didn't get very much out of Mrs. Chen. She didn't seem too concerned about her husband missing. She said that Chen Hong changed after he came to America.
My husband changed after he came over. He doesn't like it here. He doesn't even want to apply for American citizen. He's too Chinese.
Ну вот, понимаешь, какая ты мразь, Анончик. Ты пытаешься навредить мне, а страдает кибербурундук. Мне-то от твоих попыток как-то ровно, а кибербурундук страдает, понимаешь? Вот какая ты мразь.
Apparently, Chen Hong's been separated from her for over a year, but he never mentioned anything to me about having a family. Steve wanted to go to the police about Chen Hong. He didn't think I would get very far with my investigations. I persuaded Steve to wait a few days.
Filipino teenagers standing around and say, "Hey, they better not fuck with this flip." Pull back his trench coat and he pulls out a 22 caliber pistol. Look,
please. Oh yeah. Hey, the other side though. Oh, Cholos, the Chicanos.
Hey. We know them flips are packing, but you take away that pistol, they won't be shit.
Dude pulls out a 12-inch switchblade. Woo!
Hey, I don't need this flare to kill no flip, man. I can handle those little motherfuckers with my bare hands.
Cops have no leads. Oh, man, what else is new? What's wrong with you, boy? Get out of my face.
Is this the same guy who wants to go to the cops about Chen Hong?
Yeah. Huh?
Hey, I ain't saying the cops are cool. I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. Yeah. All I'm saying is they're getting paid by our tax money to do something that they should follow up on the leads. Yeah. They're good at that kind of stuff. They should do it for us. We shouldn't have to worry about it.
Two-faced schizophrenic Chinaman, huh? Contradictions? Bi-culture.
No, I'm not two-faced. No. Hey, two of my ex-partners that I used to run with in high school were tight. Hey, they're cops now.
Yeah.
No, no, it's a fine line between a criminal and a cop. Hey, forget you, man. You don't understand.
Steve said he feels stupid about running around with me asking about Chen Hong. So I went by myself to see my friend George, who runs the Newcomers Language Center.
Are you ready? Don't rush me. Hurry up.
I'll be ready in a minute. I can't find my keys. Chen Hong. Was he a student here? I think he was. No, because we run through a lot of Chen Hong. Chen here. Let me see. I think I seem to remember him. Oh, here he is.
Well, you know, Chen Hong is have the typical problem like most of us one time or another have as an immigrant. He came here and he want to be, continue to be Chinese. Everything. Thinking, doing things and all that. And of course, that presents a problem. Now, on the other extreme, you got some people who come here and they immediately want to assimilate like the rest of white Americans. And that also presents a problem. They're not white. And I think the way we need to deal with it is to be Chinese American, to take the good things from our background and also trying to take the good things from this country to enhance our life. Sun Waqiu. It's apple pie. See? To enhance our life. Sun Waqiu. It's apple pie. It is a definite American form, you know, pie, okay? And it looks just like any other apple pie, but it doesn't taste like any other apple pie. Eat it. And that's because many Chinese baking technique has gone into it. And when we deal with our everyday life, that's what we have to do.
George didn't know anything specific about Chen Hong. Got into his spiel about Chinatown politics again.
All missing the boat because they're not spending enough time to try to enhance the life of the Chinese here in America. And I often joke with them because I talk to both sides all the time. Let me give you an instance. It's sort of funny. Like October 1st, a lot of the people in left wing would want to have a parade in Chinatown. And October 10th, they always had a parade here.
Мне кажется, что многие тут не совсем актеры.
In Chinatown. And that parade sort of expend a lot of energy and get a lot of manpower to go into it. So I've been proposing to them for several years now. They haven't bought it yet, but I think eventually they might.
Ну-ка, давайте-ка погуглим. Если у этого фильма вообще есть статья на Википедии. Есть и не маленькая, так что я так быстро не найду. Информацию было ли, если тут это. China's mission was selected for preservation in United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically and aesthetically significant. Между прочим. Ну, они же инфы про то, использовали не актеров.
Hi, I say, why have a parade on October 1st and why have another one on October 10th? Why can we combine the two and have it in October 5th? And the left wing would take left-hand side of the street, the right wing would take the right-hand side of the street, and you go have your parade. Because basically, other than the people participating in the parade...
Давайте проведем в один день гей-парад и русский марш. Гей слева, русские справа.
Right, the people don't give a damn.
I was amused by George's talk on Chinatown politics, even though I had heard it many times before. The punchline George forgot this time was how the politicians would walk down the middle of the street and shake hands with people on both sides.
Кстати, удивительно, насколько они все хорошо говорят по-английски. Просто мне казалось, что ну, вот, это причина формирования вот таких анклавов иммигрантов, что многие там не затрудняют себя изучением языка, и большинство говорят на своем. Может, ну не настолько, что ему все-таки там более-менее как-то знают, но не говорят настолько хорошо. Ну, конечно, да, вопрос, насколько соответствует реальности этот фильм, но я думаю, что режиссер старался передать настоящий Чайнатаун.
Чан's daughter. Yeah, that's Jojo, and I'm Steve Chan Choi. Hey, what's happening with you too? How are you today? All right. Yeah, that's Mr. That's Charlie Chan, and I'm his number one son, the Fly.
I was trying to talk to your father one day. You know, he was tripping in the cab. You know, I was telling him, you know, that Mrs. Chong over at Donna's mahjong tables, right? She just don't know how to run that mahjong table, man. She got get them 4 inches of foam, you know. Get them 4 inches of foam, so when the mahjong hits, man, tell the truth. Got to tell the truth. Got to get them people's money, you know. Got to get them old ladies' money. Come down there, get that money. Got to tell the truth. You know what I mean?
Hey, you guys don't know what's happening. Anyway. You don't know what's happening. You think you're Richard Pryor or something like that?
Hey, no, I am Richard Pryor, man. You know, Richard Pryor. Oh. Yeah. No, but you know, anyway. So your dad, like, just we're not into no trouble. Then we just want to know where he is. You know.
Well, what kind of jab did my mom tell you about my dad, anyway?
Nothing. Yeah, I wasn't talking to her. You know, I guess she's cool. She gave us the oranges from Taiwan.
Ну блять, по мне даже не такой сильный акцент.
Well, you know, the only reason why I asked is because, well, you could see they're not too much of the same, huh? Well, when we came over here, my mom, she like adjusted. But, you know, she's been hassling with a lot, too. But she gets on my dad's case, you know, because he's not successful like Mr. Lee, you know?
Who is Mr. Lee?
He's our sponsor. He got an office, you know? In Chinatown above Imperial Palace?
Yeah.
He might be the one you want to talk to. I think my dad went to see him about something last week.
Well, maybe we go down to Mr. Lee's tomorrow, you know, so thanks a lot for telling us about it. If you see your dad, just let him know that we're looking for him, all right? And we don't mean him no harm. You guys want some, I got some spare change. Go get some ice cream cone, man.
You think we got kids?
Well, you don't look like my grandpa. Just bullshit, man. Catch you there.
Okay. Keep your change.
I have an appointment with Mr. Lee.
Well, Mr. Lee is on the phone right now. Please be seated for a minute.
Thank you.
Так, писать будем. Половина где-то и мне нужно писать. Верну. Так что пишите, пишите. Пойду пишите. Пойду пи***ть. Ты? Вот. А, ясно. Опять видосик неправильно скачался. Так сложно идти писать. Ну так как никто не отозвался, нужно ли писать или нет, а я уже пописал, и да и вообще похоже этот один, то я продолжаю.
Did you want to see your friend somehow?
Well, you know, I'm looking for him, and we have some business deals that we... And he's... I haven't been able to find him for the past week or so.
A week or so, yeah. The time I saw him was over a week. We had an accident. He reported it.
Oh, yeah?
Excuse me, man. I'll see you.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Harry? Miss Harry? Oh, yeah, I sent him up there, Harry. Yeah. Did he give you a bad time? Oh, he did? Oh, he's one of these wise guys, you know, these Chinese fellows. You have to be a little smarter, Harry. Tell you what. How much is the job? 380? I'll tell you what to do. Tell him it's about 600, okay? Why? This is it, dum-dum. You know how Chinese are. You're still dealing with these customers. By the time he get out of your door, he only going to pay you about 300, you nut. Oh, you caught the idea, huh? About time, no wonder. If you don't do that, you'll be out of business. Yeah, you pay for the mechanic and all that. Yeah, he got a pretty bad smash. Right in the rear end, yeah. So... He'd be up there to see you very soon, so... Yeah, don't listen to the wife neither, will you? The wife's gonna give it to you. Okay. Yeah, you know what to do now, huh? Okay. All right, I'll see you then. Bye.
I guess you don't know where Mr. Chan is.
I haven't seen him for that past week, but I got to find him. He has some report to me. You know, I kind of sponsor him over here.
Yeah.
I have a hard time explaining to him. I always generally, when they first buy insurances, I draw him a diagram of intersection. Sometimes they hard to educate him. There's one, there's a colored guy. He stopped in a stop sign near Pine Street. It's one way. He's going home. And he, I don't know how, he didn't hit the brake fast enough. He just tapped the colored guy. And the colored guy said, well, I'm going to call the police. And I told him before, I said, well, anytime you hit somebody in the rear, give him your name, license number, and tell him, my agent will take care of it. He said, yeah, I did all that. But he told me to wait. I said, what the hell's the matter with you? He got a gun on you? He said, no. Then what the hell are you waiting for? Well, you know, these big black guys, I'm afraid he can't hit you. All you have to do, your mother is sick.
Chen Hong wasn't just another dumb Chinaman like the guy in Mr. Lee's story. Maybe Mr. Lee and Mrs. Chan don't know the whole story. Chen Hong was the brains behind his brother's invention of the first word processing system in Chinese. Today, a community newspaper published a photograph of the flag-waving incident. But some people claim that it was of another flag-waving incident 2 years ago. People think that it was published to take the heat off of finding the real one. This is all too confusing. I went home to get a bite to eat. There was only a piece of leftover pizza. Chen Hong used to always talk about how Marco Polo stole everything from us. First pasta, then pizza. Too bad the Chinese didn't have tomatoes. But I shouldn't complain. The only thing I use my oven for is to store gadgets. I guess I'm no gourmet Chinese cook, and I'm no Charlie Chan either. Although I did start watching some of his reruns for cheap laughs. Charlie says, when superior men have no clue, be patient. Maybe he become lucky. The next night, I was cleaning out the cab Chen Hong was driving the day he disappeared. I found a letter in Chinese and a gun under the front seat. The police are still looking for the gun the old man used to shoot his neighbor. Steve thinks it's the gun I found in Chen Hong's cab. He thinks that Chen Hong was the one who actually killed the neighbor and that the old man was just covering up for him. I tried to contact the old man again. He still refuses to see me. But he told me that Chen Hong had nothing to do with the murder or the flag-waving incident. He said that Chen Hong just got paranoid and made everything up in his own mind.
В рамках этого эфира могу только посоветовать сходить нахуй.
To George to have him translated. The letter was from Chen Hong's brother. The brother told Chen Hong that it was quite possible that the people from the left were after him also. He told Chen Hong that, with people in politics, it was better to be careful. He didn't think Chen Hong was being too paranoid.
Я, кстати, подумываю посмотреть Джокера и первое, что... Я первого до сих пор не смотрел. А какой буш поднялся на... Вокруг второго я знаю. И нет, я никому не советовал, но... Он думает...
Now, let me ask you about this letter here. Where did he live when he disappeared?
Well, he's living in some, hotel in Chinatown.
Now, that would be this address. See, the letter was actually sent to another address. Now, maybe you have to check out that former address. Now, that's what we call in the detective trade a good clue. Of course, you don't look like anybody's conception of... Charlie Chan.
Not me, you do, George. Yeah, I see somebody's waiting for you outside. Thanks a lot, George.
Hey, well, you need any help, why don't you come back and talk to me on
it? Sure. Thanks, George.
Okay, bye. See you, Joe. Yeah.
I went to the other address. Nobody was there. A young man who lived in the building told me that Chen Hong used to live there with his family. But he moved 6 months ago with the other woman.
Тут, конечно, я подумывал бы посмотреть Джокера 1.2 с вами, но тут я с трудом одночасовое кино могу посмотреть, не сгоря от того, что зрителей нету. А два фильма, с каких там они два часовых, будет затруднительно как-то. Поэтому нет, пока вы не заслужили. Плюс первого тут вроде смотрели все.
Appears. Now I'm really confused. Maybe she took the real picture of the flag waving incident and had the wrong one published. Maybe the cover for Chen Hong. Maybe Chen Hong really did kill that guy instead of the old man. Maybe if I know all this and somebody knows that I know, maybe they don't want me to know.
Посыпал голову пеплом и написал, блять, почти написал. Не хватает мотивации. Плагин для МПВ, чтобы прямо из МПВ посылать сообщение. Тому одному на энтузиасту, который его хотел, но донатить за него не собирается. Thank you. А что там с парой метров не попадет в жизненно важный орган?
It's easy to see how someone can get paranoid. I feel like I'm in the same mess Chen Hong was in. Except I'm not even sure what the mess is, or how much of it is in my own mind. It's been 7 days. I'm afraid to tell Steve that our last lead got us nowhere. He's getting really worried about the money. He's been pressing me about going to the cops. I don't think the cops can do anything about finding Chen Hong. There's probably more than 3 chances on a missing persons list on any given day. Besides, the only picture I have of Chen Hong won't give them that much to work with.
You know, it's hard enough for guys like us who've been here so long to find an identity. I can imagine Chen Hong. Somebody from China coming over here and trying to find himself.
Oh, that's a bunch of bullshit, man. That identity shit, man, that's old news, man.
Видите, а говорите в последнее время все эти identity politics раковые появились.
10 years ago.
Still going on.
Bullshit. Don't mean nothing. I run into an old friend of mine downtown. I pick him up, you know, driving. I mean, we used to run together in high school, right? Him and me the same with the bus. The rest of my buddies. Well, he was all decked out in his GQ fucking look, you know, with his fucking lo-fi and rock girlfriend, you know? He didn't want to talk to me, man. He knew who I was. He didn't want to talk to me. That's because he's playing the game, man. Fuck the identity shit. He knew what he was doing, I knew what I was doing. I could have kicked his fucking ass, but hey, ain't nothing to it anymore. And the Chinese are all over this fucking city, man. What do you mean about identity? They got their own identity. I got my identity.
Look, a guy who had it all in another area, in China, he was almost upper class, and he comes over here and he can't find a job. How do you think it feels?
That's tough shit, man. Hey, fuck, when I was in fucking Nam, man, and I was getting shot at by my own people, hey, the Chinese are all over the city. What are you tripping so heavy on this one dude for, man?
Because he's a friend.
Hey, is he really a friend?
He's a friend, you know? He gets involved in this stupid accident of his, huh? And the cop picks him up. Now he's involved in another damn thing.
It's just a fucking accident, man. It's just a fucking car accident. What are you tripping on this shit for? Hey, what's in this for you, man? Why are you tripping so heavy? The guy is fucked up, man. He couldn't cope, man. He couldn't cope with it.
I feel for the guy because I can understand him, all right? Maybe you can't, but I can.
Hey, I understand the situation, man. Don't tell me I don't understand the situation. I just want to know why you're tripping so heavy on the pool. Because obviously, to me, man, the facts tell me the guy's a fucking liar. He's been lying to us. Every time we go to somebody different, we hear a different story. This is how I see it. If you're sick, you go see a doctor, right? If you're going nuts, you go see a shrink. If you need some money, man, you go to a bank or a loan company. Now, if somebody rips off your money, if you don't have no friends who can take care of it, you go to the cops and let them take care of it.
No, we don't go to the cops.
Why the fuck don't we not go to the cops?
Because they, none of their damn business, that's why.
Bullshit! It's my fucking money too, man. Now let's quit fucking around with this bullshit.
Look.
Hey, we're no closer than when we first started, man. In fact, I'm more confused, man. I don't even know the guy that we're talking about.
Look, he didn't take that money.
We'll
get it back. You're so hot about that money, I'll give it to you. I'll give you my money. Is Jenny here?
Jenny? I don't know Jenny.
Jenny? Jenny Chan? I thought you said you talked to her.
Yeah. We called her on the
phone. We got a phone call from here to meet her.
Yeah, we have a private party, so.
You speak Japanese? You were overseas, man.
Hey, guys.
Jenny?
Oh, her name is Shaori, not Jenny.
What? Shaori? Shaolui?
Yeah, Shaolui? That's my Chinese name.
Mm. Oh, shit. What's it here? Yeah. See. What's happening?
Not too much.
That's cool. You want to smoke a joint? Yeah.
Let's go outside.
What's up?
Nothing. What about you?
Well, he said that you wanted to talk to us.
Oh, just wanted to say hi. Here's the money, honey.
You ain't bullshit, man.
Told you he wouldn't bum you out on a deal. It's all there.
God damn.
Jenny didn't know where her father was. She said... that her father apologized for not being able to complete the cab deal. If this were a TV mystery, an important clue would pop up at this time and clarify everything. Roots, Chinese roots.
Yes, yes, yes. One person thinks that Chinese culture is very simple. There are many food, Chinese food is not that simple. The Chinese culture is very rich. The North has a difference. The North and the South have a difference. The culture is even different. Right? You can see the culture of the culture. You can see the culture of the culture. The culture is very strong. The culture is very strong. The culture is very strong. The culture is very 这个北国的风光在南方不同的风吹红罗列转身就狼土这个南方的情调在戏剧上一样不同北方的姨妈力量是两节 北國嘅情節。喺南方咧，啊粵劇裏頭咧又唔同咯。你睇，夕陽斜照離人去，咁呢啲好奇怪。
You're a very good scholar, Mr. Park.
我想乜咁啊睇啦喂？你啲牌好似都好多心事咁，有咩事啊？
Mr. Fong didn't come up with the important clue, but he did tell me that to solve the mystery, I had to think Chinese. He told me a Chinese lantern riddle.
There's this farmer, right? He has a nice, beautiful farm, but one year there's a big drought. So he's got no money, and the landlord says, look, I don't give a shit whether you got money or not money.
Huh?
You're going to have to pay me.
You should have gone fishing today.
Yeah. You're going to have to pay me. So the farmer said, I got no money. The landlord says, look, money or no, you're going to pay me, even if you have to send your daughter up to me. The farmer says, oh, it's okay with me if she wants to go. Well, the daughter doesn't want to go. So she goes up to the guy and says, look, I don't want to come here, and you know that. So the landlord says, I'm a good guy. See? I'm a good guy. I'll give you a chance. You see those two doors over there? One leads outside. One leads right into my bedroom. You make a decision. Well, he knows damn well both of those doors are going to lead right into his bedroom, right? And the girl knows that, too. The girl knows that, too. So, what do you think?
She wants it.
You know,
right? She wants it.
Yeah, she wants it. You know what? What do you think she said? You know what that?
Да. Мораль в том, что все бабушки, да.
That girl did. She was smart. Strictly Chinese. She said, "That door over there is not the door that leads outside." Got it? Huh? You got it?
Got it.
You got
it. Got
it. You got it.
Got it.
You got it, yeah. All right. You street wife Chinese, huh? You didn't get anything. You know what she was trying to do? She was trying to use the negative to emphasize the positive. That's what she was trying to do. Now you get it?
Yes.
I told you that one. Is that what these Chinese scholars do when they're soaking in their hot tubs with their lofang girlfriends, thinking of all this bullshit?
Yeah, with the feather, right?
Yeah, that stuff's too deep for me, man.
Yeah. You got it, huh? You and your Chinatown culture. You got it. Pick an exact six rings.
I said Family Jewels and Mindy's Family Jewel? Mindy Surprise.
You want to hear another story?
No,
I got another story. Family Jewel.
Forget
Listen.
It.
This mystery is appropriately Chinese. What's not there seemed to have just as much meaning as what is there. The murder article's not there. The photograph's not there. The other woman's not there. Chen Hong's not there. Nothing is what it seems to be. I guess I'm not Chinese enough. I can't accept a mystery without a solution.
You see, I said, listen, but you don't listen. You guys got to look in the puddle. I mean, knowledge, it make us free, right? I've been down here in Manila Town too long, and I see that regular things and everyday things, and for years people do normal things, right? And then all of a sudden something happened, right? This guy disappeared without a trace, without a reason, nothing.
По-моему, нам на радио очень нужна фича. запретить постить что-то на главную всем, кроме диджея, чей эфир сейчас в эфире.
I've already given up on finding out what happened to Chen Hong. But what bothers me is that I no longer know who Chen Hong really is. Mr. Lee says Chen Hong and immigrants like him need to be taught everything as if they were children. Mr. Fong thinks anyone who can invent a word processing system in Chinese must be a genius. Steve thinks that Chen Hong is slow with it, but sly when it comes to money. Jenny thinks that her father is honest and trustworthy. Mrs. Chan thinks her husband is a failure because he isn't rich. Amy thinks he's a hot-headed political activist. The old man thinks Chen Hong just a paranoid person. Henry thinks Chen Hong is patriotic and has gone back to the mainland to serve the people. Frankie thinks Chen Hong worries a lot about money and his inheritance. He thinks Chen Hong's back in Taiwan, fighting with his brother over the partition of some property. George thinks Chen Hong's too Chinese and unwilling to change. Presco thinks he's an eccentric who likes mariachi music. The problem with me is that I believe what I see and hear. If I did that with Chen Hong, I'll know nothing because everything is so contradictory. Here's a picture of Chen Hong. And I still can't see him.
They call it Grant Avenue, San Francisco, California, USA. Look down from Chinatown, over a foggy bay. You travel there in a trolley, in a trolley up you climb. Dong dong, you're in Hong Kong, having yourself a time. You can eat if you are in the mood. Shark fin soup, bean cake fish. The girl who serves you all your food is the mouser tasty dish. You know, you can't have a new way of living.